أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I congratulate you for the birth anniversary of the 12th Imam, the savior of the time. And we beg Allah Almighty to hasten his reappearance, so we'll benefit the whole world, the whole universe, the whole humankind, benefit from the justice and truth that will be explained and followed in his time. Brothers and sisters, we know for sure that no prophet, no messenger was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were challenged, some were slain, some were belied, and in all cases, when we read the history of the prophets, we see that whatever they did, for example, Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, worked very, very hard to bring people from the darkness into complete light and illumination, but still people did not listen to him. The same applies to all other prophets: Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa, the prophet Isa, and the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we refer to one ayah in the Quran, and that is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah 87. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever a messenger brought to you, and this is to people, what was not your liking, you would act arrogantly and you would impugn some and slay others. So, on the other hand, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in Surah An-Nur, ayah 55, to allow the righteous, those who stick to the path of guidance, he promised them to inherit the earth, to have the opportunity to rule and have authority on the whole universe. That promise hasn't been fulfilled yet. And still, the people are suffering from injustice, bloodshed, corruption, and all types of arrogance, all kinds of misleading and evil doing. The question is, when that promise will come true? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not promising something that he is not going to fulfill, but it is the matter of time when that will happen. This definitely will happen at the end of the time, when it is the time of the 12th Imam Al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance to fill the earth with justice and truth after being filled with injustice and tyranny. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes the era and the time before the reappearance of Al-Mahdi and after. Contrary to what is seen everywhere, people allow their views and their opinions to cover and to rule the guidance and the Quranic ayat. So the Imam says, يَعْطِفُ الْهَوَى عَلَى الْهُدَى بَعْدَ أَنْ عَطَفُوا الْهُدَى عَلَى الْهَوَى, which means that the time before the 12th Imam, people unanimously agree and do their best in preventing the light of guidance and allowing their desires and wrong opinions to rule and overcome. But when Al-Mahdi reappears with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he exactly does opposite. He allows all views to follow the guidance of the Quran, all desires to melt and surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the belief in Al-Mahdi, the one who is guided to guide, the last divine leader from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, about whose birth anniversary all followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam celebrated yesterday, although each one in their home, without celebrating as they used to do every year, but each one by their hearts and in their private meeting at home, they celebrated this great event. So it is not only the belief of Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt. It is an Islamic doctrine which has been proven by thousands of articles and traditions and proofs that if only one day remains from the life on earth, Allah Almighty will command an imam, a reformer, a savior from the progeny of Rasulullah. And in many ahadith we find that specifically he is from Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. He is from descendants from Imam Hussein, a descendant from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will prolong that day. If only one day remains, Allah will prolong that day until this Imam Al-Mahdi reappears and takes over. We see that the longevity of the 12th Imam has been questioned. But in order to put everything in perspective, we have to remember that Jesus lived far more and longer than the 12th Imam. According to Tabari, Al-Khidr, the gentleman from whom Musa alayhi salam sought wisdom and knowledge, is alive. Ilyas too is alive. So, and these were of course before Musa, and even lived longer than Jesus. So if the longevity of Al-Khidr, Ilyas, Jesus is acceptable and proved by all Muslims, what is the problem about believing in the longevity of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Mosque of Medina told his companions that the appearance of Al-Mahdi is a must, it doesn't accept any doubt or hesitation at all, he said that he will go under occultation. Then the famous companion, Jabir, son of Abdullah al-Ansari, stood up and say, "O Messenger of Allah, how people would benefit, would draw benefit from a hidden imam." And the Prophet's response was that in the same manner that people benefit from the sun when it is obscured by clouds. Brothers and sisters, many scholars elaborated on this hadith, and Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar mentions 8 different methods of interpretation and elaboration on this idea of the sun being obscured by cloud and how the similitude is made between this and people draw benefit from the 12th Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance when he is under occultation and not accessible for all. So these are the main points that we believe and we hope and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that day, for that period, that prosperity and blessing and every goodness will prevail. The whole world will enjoy the justice of the Imam, the guidance and enlightenment of the Quran and the true Islam, without going for misinterpretations that people, some people or groups of people who misinterpreted the Quranic text to match their own understandings, which are wrong. Here we notice that in the end of the time, the governance of the Imam will prove one thing, as it is mentioned by Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, and that is what Al-Kulayni records and refers to the Imam in his book Al-Kafi. See that after all doctrines, all politicians, all school of thought, all parties, all reformers, they try their best to reform, to present justice, or to create a sound and safe society, to guarantee some sort of happiness to people on earth, and they prove that they failed, the 12th Imam will come to say that I am the embodiment of truth. I am the one who is commanded to follow the light of guidance and guarantee the safety and prosperity of humankind on earth. Why? Because allowing everybody to exercise and try their opportunity, and when they all failed, then it is the end of the time when truth prevails, and we see that Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the embodiment of truth as promised by the Prophet, by all our imams and all people over the world wait for that day. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten that reappearance by saying Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj, and that dua and supplication will definitely be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that the supervision of the Imam is upon us all, without which that all efforts were made in the past and present to uproot, to put an end to the path of Ahlul Bayt, to the people who love the path of Ahlul Bayt, to true Shias, but Allah willed to support them, to protect them, and the supervision of the 12th Imam guarantees that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.